From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is speaking now about new regulations aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. Mr. Obama's Clean Power Plan would reduce reliance on coal-fired electricity and move towards renewable energy. The call is for plants to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. Individual states would be responsible for coming up with their own plans to meet the target, but under the new plan, they would get two more years to do so. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers agree that the Iran nuclear deal will contribute to their region's security once it is fully implemented. He said the two sides also agreed to establish working groups that would seek to expand regional security through cooperation on issues including intelligence sharing, special forces training, and maritime security. Appearing with Kerry, Qatari Foreign Minister Khaled Al-Attiyah offered a cautious endorsement of the Iran nuclear agreement, calling it the best option. A new survey in the United States shows by a 2-to-1 margin Americans oppose the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear development program and think it might make the world less safe. The public opinion poll released Monday by Quinnipiac University in Connecticut showed registered U.S. voters by a 57% to 28% margin oppose the deal the United States and five of the world powers finalized last month with Tehran. You are listening to the news coming to you from Washington, D.C.